Oh, yeah. Thursday night football. The whole country's watching. In the city of brotherly love, home of the cheesesteak, Pat or Geno's. Neither. I'm Rock Riley, and this is Bucks Kickoff, only on JoeBucksFan.com, 24 hours before every Buccaneer game. Are you freaking ready? I am. Cannot wait. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm breaking this down. I got my rock lister, my A-lister, Ian Beckles. Not only did he play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. He knows all what it's like to play up there in Philly. He watches film. He was an offensive lineman. I went to his cafe, sat down. We talked some football. We broke this bad boy down. So Ian Beckles coming up, and wait till you hear what he says, the high praise that he has for Lavonte David. Who, that's going to be a key, not having Lavonte David in this game. But I've also got a few stories with my past covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Philadelphia. This is a rivalry. I was there, even went down on the field with the game still going on after Rondé Barber caught that pass and intercepted that bad boy and took it to the house with a hamstring pull in the cold in Philly. So I'll give you a little story time towards the end of this thing. But let me just tell you, Bucks Kickoff is brought to you by, as always, Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford, they are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, located 1 mile north of the stadium on Del Mabry. Love their showroom, love the vibe, and they're good. The Curry family has been in beeswax for 61 years. All right? You're in business 61 years, you're doing it right. GM Sean Sullivan is your guy. He's always ready to take any question you may have, whether it being to buy, to lease, to get your vehicle serviced. Plenty of ways to get a hold of him. Go to BillCurryFord.com, shoot Sean an email, call him on the phone, stop in and say, hey, Rock Riley said, I can talk with Sean Sullivan. Sean will come out and talk with you. And don't forget about the Joe Bucks Fan discount. They love Buccaneer fans. They love Joe Bucks Fan. Home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. And there's a Joe Bucks Fan discount. It's Bill Curry Ford Tampa, BillCurryFord.com. All righty. Oh, my God. Bucks, Eagles, Philly. The Eagles are going to be playing out of their minds. This will make their season if they can knock off the GOAT and the Super Bowl champions. What do I want to see from this game? I want everyone on this Buccaneer team, especially the defense, to help the GOAT out. Now, I was there after the game. I was the one that asked him about his thumb injury, and he kind of blew it off, and he did have it with a wrap. Then I was at practice and asked him about the offense, by the way. And I was asking Leftwich about the playoff Lenny and the running attack. But Brady had that thing heavily bandaged. Now, we are not able to see actual practice. You get like 30 minutes. It's mostly stretching. This week has been crazy with the scheduling and walkthrough and the amount of travel that they've been doing and not getting a lack of sleep and all that jazz. But I'm going to tell you this. Brady hurt that thing and on adrenaline and gutting it out, sucked it up and played the rest of the game. All right? It was sore. He even admitted to us this week he wished he'd had a little bit more time to heal. It hasn't healed. So you can make it through. How many? Do you remember? You ever play basketball and you sprain your ankle? And you're still going up and down a little bit and you're playing on your hurt. And then, man, the next day and then 2 days after, that thing is raw and you played on it. That's another thing. If Brady had actually come out and hadn't used it for the next 2 hours, it's going to heal. That thing is raw when it's banged and sore like that. But he did. So, you know, he's not good. He's saying, oh, it's not. It's a football injury. I'll make it through. It's going to affect him. And that means everybody else has got to step up and play a good. Listen, they're talented enough. They have so much talent on this team. And that's the point that I want to make. Don't blow this thing off like it's nothing. He even said, he goes, if this was my left hand, it would be no big thing. but I kind of got to use my right hand and my thumb. So that's the thing that concerns me a little bit. And with the Eagles coming into this thing, it's going to make their season. All right, I'm going to get into the game plan. I'm going to tell you about what Philly is going to bring in this game, what I saw this week, the vibe that I got over at One Buck. But let me bring on Ian Beckles. Ian Beckles played it. He's a talk show host in radio talk show host in Tampa Bay at 620 WDA 95.3 FM afternoon drive, Beckles and Retcher. But he watches film. He studies, man. He studies, 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 studies. So without further ado, let's see what Ian thinks of this matchup, Bucks and Eagles here on Buccaneer Kickoff. All right. Oh, and one more thing I wanted to mention that, I'm going to stay away these injuries. Like, I taped this 24 hours before the kickoff, and I got to send it so it's like, say, 27, 28 hours. Things can change. So if I don't specifically get into specifics of who's playing and who's not, I got to keep this thing fresh. Okay? Everything else I'm going to give you up to the minute. All right? Here we go. Here's Ian.
All right, with the great Ian Beckles, played in the NFL, not only a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, but played for the Philadelphia Eagles. So he knows that experience going up there to Philly. It's the short week. They're banged up. I just came back, saw Brady. It's bandaged up, but I mean, they're like, it's football. So, and it's a short week. How do you think they're going to handle this going into Philly? I'm talking about the Bucs, Ian.
Well, I mean, I never played on a Sunday than a Thursday. Thursday games weren't around back when. But I'm going to let everybody know, when you play on a Monday and then you play on the next Sunday, it really shortens the week to where your routine is completely off. Your body is different. You know, usually, you know, when you play on Sunday and you play on the next Sunday, you don't start hitting until Wednesday. Wednesday, the day before the game now. So mentally, your mind's messed up, your body's messed up, and you don't know where you are physically. So it's a challenge for a lot of athletes, but it's just one of those things you have to deal with. And Tom Brady and these guys will have to deal with it and figure it out. And Philadelphia's a tough place to play. It has been forever.
All right, offensively, they seem to be really clicking now. Even they're getting Fournette going a little bit. He's hitting everybody. You study the offensive line and watch. How much apart do you think it's also the O-line? Or is it just Brady getting rid of it so quick, Ian?
Both. I mean, our offensive line is playing fantastic. Tom Brady makes them fantastic. But if you're watching him, Brady doesn't get hit that much. I mean, listen, he's 44 years old. You know, if I step off this table the wrong way, I'm going to hurt myself. He's 44. You just don't want him getting hit all day long. You're seeing how Ben Roethlisberger looks when he gets hit. Well, Tom Brady will look like that if he continues to get hit. So our offensive line is doing a wonderful job. I like the fact that Byron Leftwich is mixing it up a little bit. I don't need Tom Brady throwing the ball 50 times a game at the beginning of the season. But offensively, if we don't have any injuries, I just don't see anybody holding us less than 30 points. I mean, there's just too much to deal with. And now with Fournette running the ball well, Giovanni Bernard catching the ball in the backfield, we have more receivers we know what to do with. When Gronk comes back, good luck. Defensively, I'm not quite as positive.
Yeah, let's get into the defense. Okay, so we know the situation with injuries, but it's funny. 2 weeks ago, Richard Sherman is there and he goes, you know what? You guys are saying, oh, you got to go with a second stringer or a third stringer. He goes, everybody in the NFL is good. This is an opportunity sometimes for other guys to step up. Now, he does say they're superstars, and that's a different thing. What do you make of how banged up they are? And the secondary has really not been playing that good. What do you think?
Well, they haven't been playing well. I mean, there's no other way to slice it. And our pass rush hasn't been the same. If you look last year when we excelled and we were the best defensively is when our pass rush was going on. Everybody wants to put on defensive backs. If you hit that quarterback, we don't have to worry about the defensive backs. So, you know, even when the Buccaneers two and a half years ago, people were like, we don't have the right DBs. I said, no, we have to rush the passer. So I don't think our problem is as much DBs as it is we're not getting enough pass rush personally. Now, we are obviously depleted in the defensive backfield. Richard Sherman he saved our ass. Okay, if Richard Sherman wasn't signed 2 weeks ago, we'd have been in trouble. And for Richard Sherman to be playing all the plays coming off the couch when he was just eating bonbons 2 weeks ago says a lot for him as an athlete and says a lot about his ego to where he can check it to where he's not worried about looking bad because he doesn't look like Richard Sherman, but he's still bailing our asses out.
All right, linebacker play. Now, Devin White, a little bit better. I don't know. He got the big comp money, you know, and sometimes that can happen. He's very good. But Levante David, how much you think that's going to hurt?
Well, missing a great football player hurts regardless. But missing a great football player who's also a great leader in the locker room, I would, from what I see from the outside looking in, he's one of the voices on the defense. I mean, Levante David is heading to the Hall of Fame, you know. And I don't know if I would have said that 3 years ago, but he's as consistent as I've seen a Buccaneer defensive player, you know, since Derek Brooks way back in the day. And I feel bad that you compare Levante to Derek because it's not fair for anybody. But we're getting to that point now where Levante David could almost be said in the same, you know, sentence as Derek Brooks, which is saying a whole lot. So defensively, we have to figure things out, okay? Devin White, he can only do so much, but people aren't running the ball on us. And if there's one thing that we didn't do great at times last year, would maybe cover backs out of the backfield and tight ends with our linebackers, and maybe we're seeing that a little bit this year. But it's kind of a bend but don't break thing, but they're not giving up too many points. But I'm still a little leery of our defense and the way it's been playing.
All right, the Eagles. Now, they got the win. Jalen Hurts did not play good up until the end. He had two rushing touchdowns. I don't know if they have an identity. I'm not sure about the play calling. He could beat you. What do you think about the Eagles offense led by Jalen Hurts?
Well, I've watched a little Eagles football this year. I don't know if it's Jalen Hurts. They don't have enough firepower. Their offensive line is depleted. I don't see them scoring a lot of points. They would have to beat us. And I said this about the Dolphins as well. I go, the Dolphins have to win a hideous game. If the Eagles want to win on Thursday, they have to win a hideous game. They're not going to beat us 42-35 or 40-something. That's not going to happen. They have to hope that the Buccaneers make some mistakes. They maybe get a defensive touchdown, and they'll be lucky to score 28 points. But then how are you going to stop us for less than 30? So it's a tough equation for them. And I just don't – in order to beat the Buccaneers, you got to come – with a lot of offense. I'm not sure they have enough offense.
And last but not least, their defense. Now, we heard from Brady earlier this week, and he always says it's a great team. They're led by Fletcher Cox. But you're saying that this offense, even if you're a really good defense, is so hard to contain. Do you feel that way with the Eagles? They're playing at home, short week. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say this. The Dolphins are a top 10 defense. And we scored 45 points, and Tom Brady was on the bench for half of the fourth quarter. So I don't think the Eagles are better than the Dolphins defensively. So, once again, the Bucs are going to score 30-something points. Do the Eagles have the firepower to score over that? I don't see it. So we will see if the Buccaneers stay healthy and they keep on rolling. And they're feeling themselves right now. I think they're starting to figure things out kind of the way they did mid-season last year, but they're catching themselves earlier this year.
You played in Philly. Has it changed with Philly fans up there in Philly? What's that environment like? What is it with Philly fans, Ian Beckles?
Well, they're a-holes, and they don't like anybody other than themselves. Like, I've never played in Philly. Yes, I did play in Philly one time, actually, when Sam Weich was here. And listen, they're going to hate you as a football player. I like that. I like the fact that the fans hate you. I kind of feed off of that energy. But it's a tough place to play. It's a tough place to play. They love their team, and they also hate their team, if that makes any sense. Uh-huh. So when they're great, everything is great. And when they're terrible, they're going to let you know. So they're a rabid fan base, but I'm more partial towards Buccaneer fans who are good people.
Listen, Ian has a lot going on. You can catch him on 95.3 FM, 620 WDAE. It's Beckles and Retcher, Afternoon Drive, and on the iHeart app, right, too? I mean, this is around, right?
Yeah, iHeart app. Yeah, you can get us from anywhere, pretty much.
Always a pleasure, man.
Anytime, brother.
All right. Well, how about he says that Levante David is a Hall of Famer now, and you can start mentioning Levante David in the same conversation as Derek Brooks. How that is high praise. And Ian doesn't just give out praise like that. All right, this is Buccaneer Kickoff. My thank you to Canadian Bacon, Ian Beckles. You're my rock lister today on the Bucks Kickoff. Bucks Kickoff is always brought to you by Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford, the Curry family. They've been in business for 61 years. Easy to find. You know where Raymond James is? Well, they are 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Sean Sullivan is who you want to talk to. Sean Sullivan will always take your calls, your questions, buying, leasing, fixing your vehicle. BillCurryFord.com. You can shoot him an email. You can call him by phone or just go to their beautiful showroom. Bill Curry Ford Tampa and say, I am here. Joe Bucks fan. I'm a Joe Bucks fan. And they'll be like, oh, you're a Joe Bucks fan? Boom, you got a discount. Oh, you have? Bill Curry Ford has? They do. Nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Go to BillCurryFord.com. All right, here we go. Now, Bruce Arians this week said that the Buccaneer wide receivers are very hard on a defense. Evans, Godwin, AB. Arians says, you got Chris, you got Mike. AB gets the third guy. That ain't a fair fight. Those are Arians' words, not mine. Gio Bernard. I thought that was good to see him get that receiving touchdown to get him more in the flow. I mean, he came here from Cincinnati. There was a lot of expectations. Going to be the third down back. Going to be the red zone guy. Going to be out of the backfield. Although Arians said he missed. He missed a block and he ain't going to be around. He didn't mince words. But anyway, he got that receiving touchdown. Playoff Lenny. Lenny now wants to be called All Season Lenny. The more I see of Leonard Fournette, he is a character. I got a video. I actually didn't even post it. I had so much stuff out of this last game when I was at Raymond James Stadium. He already comes off the field with his shirt off. I mean, bare-chested. He's busting chops all the time. He's just a different cat. But he is starting to feel it now. And so I asked Byron Leftwich this week, you got playoff Lenny going. How much of that is the blocking, the offensive line, the scheme that Leonard Fournette is coming through? And he says, I'm doing a better job of getting Fournette and Rojo the ball. He and Rojo, he keeps bringing up Rojo. Now, Rojo to me hasn't done anything yet. And it's playoff Lenny. It's all season Lenny's role to lose. 110 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown. So they're going to need that. And look, their numbers are huge. Some even feel like, why do the Buccaneers even have to try to run the ball? You got to keep a defense honest. You have to. You at least have to try. Yes, Brady's going to look at the play action. But I thought it was very interesting when Arians was saying that Brady is seeing the picture, meaning seeing the defense and his receivers so quickly now. Last year, it was just audio. The play would come in, he would call it. But now being in this system in the second year for so long that he is seeing everything. And Arian said it's between 1.5 and 2 seconds that Tom has to make that decision. And he's making it so quickly. He is that comfortable. But like I said, the thumb, I'm going to keep coming back to that. That is a factor. It is a factor. Okay? All right, what about the Beagles? What about the Eagles? Eagles came back. They were down. They beat the Panthers 21-18. Eagles are now 2-3. They came back from being down 12 points. So there is something to that. The Eagles intercepted. Darnold had a bad game for the Panthers, but they intercepted Sam Darnold 3 times. They sacked him 3 times. Jalen Hurts, 2 second-half touchdowns. But for most of the 3 quarters, if you go back and look at this game, Jalen Hurts was handing off on the zone read options. He was not comfortable. He didn't look good. I think his final numbers were something like 2 shy of 200, 198, no touchdowns, 1 interception. He ran for 2 touchdowns. In the third, he did hit Quez Watkins. I'll mention that name in a little bit. But Quez Watkins, 53-yard pass. That set up the 1-yard touchdown. Then Hurts on the RPO. He took it himself 6 yards in. Faked the handoff. He did that Cam Newton Superman celebration. Hurts got in rhythm in the fourth quarter. Don't let him get in his rhythm. He could beat you. He's still young. He's not a super, superstar and wasn't. Look, he lost his job to Tua in Alabama, but he came through when he went to Oklahoma. No, I actually like him. But now, DeVonta Smith, 7 catches, 77 yards. That was a really nice two-point conversion. Devontae Smith, he's only in his, what, like fifth game? He played five games, okay? He is going to be a star. Now, got a little story with Devontae Smith. Do you know where he played at Alabama, all right, first rounder. Do you know where he trained this offseason? With Yo Murphy in Tampa. I don't know if anybody knew that because I had Yo Murphy. Yo Murphy is a former NFL player, and he is a trainer. He trains a lot of football players. He does other sports too, but young guys coming out of college, he trains them for the combine. I think everybody that he trained got drafted, and he had a boatload. He had some first rounders. Devontae Smith came here to Tampa, Yo Murphy, and Yo Murphy was telling me about him. The kid's got it. He's very skinny, like the skinny legs. I think he was something like 168, 168 pounds. How's he going to do? He's doing it. He's good. So watch out for Devontae Smith in this game. All right. Eagles defense did a good job stopping Carolina. The Beagles only allowed 267 yards for Carolina. Now, if you go back to the two games before that, the Eagles D was getting torched. They gave up 83 points and 851 yards in two games. Okay. Tight end Dallas Goedert. He's out with COVID. Now, they also still have Zach Ertz, all right? Zach Ertz has the name, but I broke it down. Actually, Goddard is their guy. 224 snaps compared to Zach Ertz, 185 snaps. Dallas was only targeted 19 times. Zach Ertz does have more targets, 25. So that is going to hurt the Eagles not having one of their two stud tight ends. When Jalen Hurts goes deep, it's to this Quez Watkins. Believe it or not, Quez Watkins of the Eagles is tied for the NFL lead in 20 yards per catch. Their running back situation, it's Gainwell and it's Mike Sanders. With the Eagles defense, they all know the deal. You know, it's the GOAT. Tom Brady Sunday, in that win over the Dolphins, was hitting at 73%. He went 411 yards. That's 10 yards per average, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Brady is not turning it over. He is not making any bad decisions. That's what I'm saying. That's what Arians was talking about. He just knows this offense so much better. Isn't it something else? And he wants to keep on playing. But again, I'm going to keep my focus here. This is Bucks kickoff. This is for this Eagles game. His passer rating, Tom Brady, 144.4. He got NFC Player of the Week. This is the 32nd or 33rd time in his career. All right, what else? Now, when we were listening to Tom Brady, the GOAT this week, he always says that each team is the greatest coming in. He never gives any bulletin board material. He said they have a great defense. He says it about every team. It's Fletcher Cox he mentioned. Also, Javon Hargrave. Javon Hargrave is a stud. He has got speed for being such a big guy. And the thing about it is, when I'm looking at I studied the Eagles. These two, Hargrave and Fletcher Cox, are working well together. When one gets, you know, a little extra attention, they slide somebody over. If it's one-on-one for the other guy, then the other guy is able to get by his guy, and they did get to Sam Darnold in this last game. Darius Slay for Philly, 2 picks, and he used that rock the baby celebration after one of them. He just had his son born. You know what? You can do whatever you want when you get in the end zone. That's the thing. There's no fun league. Let them celebrate a little bit. I like when they celebrate with teammates. But Darius Slay is a ball hawk, and then Nelson also had a pick, like I said. But Quez Watkins is your burner. He is your burner. I told you about Devontae Smith. Here's the other thing about this young kid, Devontae Smith, out of Alabama. He can get open, and I just think he hasn't been getting the ball enough. I really question the play calling with the Eagles so far this year. and their OC. I think they're still trying to find their identity, you know? Devontae Smith can make catches in heavy traffic. He can come down with it when it is contested. So he is a good one. Eagle special teams, they also had a block punt. So there you go. All right, let's get back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this bad game. By the way, this is the third primetime game for the Buccaneers. Isn't it funny how it's changed? The Bucs are must-see TV. Third primetime game for the Bucs this season. Second Thursday night game. Fox, Amazon Prime? But I'll be watching on Fox, NFL Network, Amazon Prime. It's Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews on the sideline. I think this bad boy started out with a 7-point favorite. Brady, Buccaneers getting first downs on 43% of their pass plays on first down. Brady and they've been really, really good. That's second in the NFL. And I mean, they are just a hair on first down conversions when they pass behind Mahomes and the Chiefs. It's like a percentage point. The Bucs are going down the field. That's the Arians offense. They are number one in the NFL in pass plays over 20 yards. They've got 28. There is no better wide receiver trio in the NFL. You go ahead. Hit me up. Hit me up on my social media. We'll argue. Evans, and they're all different. Like Evans is the 6'5". He's got speed and he's strong. Godwin is your workhorse. In the slot, he's so good over the middle. Leftwich was telling us, he goes, he's done this since he's been here. He does everything. He does everything that we ask. He blocks. He'll take sometimes. Sometimes they bring the number one guy over. They'll try to bring, that'll leave somebody else open. And then Antonio Brown. Arian said he may have lost maybe like a half step, maybe, but he's just so good as a route runner. And he's elusive. Like, you can time a guy in the 40-yard dash, and you might get a track guy that may beat your wide receiver, but it's just he's able to get open, and he's loving it. And it's funny, when he came out for his press conference, and we're sitting there at Ray J, and, like, he's so vocal on the field. God dang, during practice, I've seen him. He's screaming all the time, and he's trash-talking. This is a Joe Bucks fan podcast, so no need to mention some of the language that's talked. But then when he gets his press conference, he's talking like this. This is a great opportunity. I thank Tom. Tom, with his Hydro Flask TB12 water bottle, was waiting in the wings after Antonio Brown was doing his press conference on last Sunday. And then Antonio came over and he gave a big hug to Tom. And then Tom came out and Tom had it. It's so funny though. He's so different. I don't know if you follow Antonio Brown on Instagram, but he's always working out. Like, you cannot beat him as a workout warrior. And he's happy. He's thankful, and he's here, and he's with the GOAT. So, I mean, it's here. All right, what would be the Eagles' plan to try and slow down Brady and the offense? Now, I'll tell you, I looked at the Eagles and the Chiefs game, and the defensive coordinator for the Eagles is Jonathan Gannon. And it was pretty clear that they tried to take away the Chiefs' deep ball. Well, okay, so they played back, they played a little off, we're not going to let you beat us deep. Well, what did Mahomes and the Chiefs do? They scored 6 touchdowns on their first 7 offensive possessions. I don't know if the Eagles are going to try that same method and try to take away the deep ball because Brady is pushing it down the field. Now, the Eagles, I was listening to their talk this week and their press conferences and all this, and they want to put pressure on Brady up the middle with Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave. The one thing that does concern me a little bit, the offensive line, and as Ian Beckles mentioned on this podcast, they've done a good job. They have done a damn good job keeping Brady upright for the most part. You're going to have some missed assignments. Brady goes down. It's going to happen. But for the most part, they've kept him upright. And now they're starting to open it up a little bit for all season Lenny. And maybe Rojo can get going. But Ryan Jensen has been hurting. Hasn't really been practicing. And depending on that situation on the center, that could be a factor. That's something to keep in mind. Now, on the flip side, for the Buccaneer defense, and as Ian said, it all starts up front. When you're talking about the corners, the two corners, starting corners out, and what the Buccaneers is, what's going on with the secondary, it starts up front. That would be Shaq Barrett, as far as like trying to get to the quarterback. You know, Vita is in the middle and Ndamukong Suh, but Shaq Barrett, JPP, and Tryon Soyinka. Tryon Soyinka, 2 sacks, 5 games. He is a physical specimen. Oh my God. I have walked near him coming out of Ray J the other day down the hall, and they have all the food. They basically what they do after games, it's kind of like a box lunch. It might be a PDQ. It could be Chipotle. It could be something else. And it breaks it up. And they have these long tables, and they have it in boxes. They have it for the home team, and they have it for the away team. And every time that I'm finishing, coming out of the press box, I'm walking down that hallway, and I can see. After the Dolphins game, man, they had long faces on. I walked by Dan Marino. I wanted to say hello to him, but he was going right. He goes, he had a suit on. He's going right in the locker room. No expression. The owner, Steven, no expression. You know, it's just so different compared to being with this Buccaneer, franchise. But anyway, if you ever see that, he's got shorts on and like a almost like a tank top. And I'm talking about Tryon Soyinka. Oh my God, man! If he is like a physical specimen, and he's young and he's fast, but he's still learning on the fly. He is going to be a good one. This is the hell of a draft pick by Jason Light. So you got Tryon, JPP. Now, JPP is beat up. And he looked it in this game. Now, he's a leader and all this jazz. His hand is so, it's like a club that he's got taped up. And he admitted this week that he has got a broken finger that is split in two. And he's still coming off his shoulder. So I really don't know how much you can expect to get. He's given his 100%. Is there any time for him to get healthy? This season is moving on. And Shaq Barrett. Now, Shaq Barrett had come through. Shaq Barrett is an interesting cat. He was telling us that he came out in this almost like a Miami Vice outfit. And then Jenna Lane from ESPN.com likes the accessory thing and more on the outfit. And she kept asking them. Well, all season Lenny was waiting to go up to the podium, and he was sitting over to the side. He's got a baseball hat on. He's sitting over there. And Shaq Barrett, she's like, is that the Miami Vice look? And he's like, no, it's just, and he had a big chain, on his chest. And this like flowery teal Miami look. And he's like, it's my alter ego. This is Shaq Barrett. He's like, I'm two different people. When I get on that field, I'm not happy. I'm not a friend to anybody. I'm just like, I got to be beast mode. And then when I'm away, I dress like this, and it gives me a reminder that I'm Shaq. I'm nice guy Shaq, but I'm two different people. And then it was talking about his accessories and going back, and I panned over when I had my phone, and Playoff Lenny was laughing his ass off. He was just getting a kick out of it. And then it was back to Shaq Barrett, and they kind of busted each other. Devontae Smith, Donovan Smith, he came out with sunglasses and walked by all of us and like, hello, no, not talking about it. And they were all laughing. My point is, they got good chemistry on this team. And I'm at $1 all the time, and I can see it. Now, the majority of it is because you're winning. When you win, that solves everything. And they're getting it done. and they're with the GOAT and they're defending Super Bowl champs and they got a shot again. And it's really something to see because for so many years and times, not only with the Bucks I've covered, when you see a team that's losing or they're just middle of the road and they say the right things, but you can see it with body language. But these guys just get along and it's fun to watch. Okay, and real quickly here, and I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. This is Bucks Kickoff presented by Bill Curry Ford Tampa. I love that place. I trust them. Bill Curry Ford Tampa. The offensive line, now Arians was talking them up. Their left tackle, Andre Dillard, is good. But with Lane Johnson out, then the Jordan Mailata has to move to right tackle. There's also been a couple of drops by the Eagles receivers. I mean, Hurts has not really been in tune with Ertz. Ertz was wide open against the Chiefs in the end zone, and Hurts missed him. Ertz dropped a touchdown pass later in that Chiefs game. So you would expect it. The Eagles are coming in at 2-3. That's the kind of team that they got. Real quickly here, you know, the Buccaneers are putting up astronomical numbers. 45-17 over the Dolphins, 558 total yards. Brady, 4-11, 5 touchdowns. First time in his 22 career, he has had 5 touchdown passes and over 400 yards. The Buccaneers scored on their first 4 possessions, and they would have been perfect in the first half if Pinion didn't miss that 60-yarder by about 2 yards. Now, I was listening to Pinion doing a show, I don't know if it was Bucks Total Access or where it was, and he wants to let you know that he really thought that he had that. Why was Pinion in with the 60-yard attempt and not Suck Up? And he made a joke about it, saying that Suck Up's a little bit older, and when you get a little bit older, you know, the leg strength. And he said, I was a kicker. He goes, I was a kicker in high school. That was my first thing. But he thought he would have a path to the NFL if he would punt. I've watched, because we're allowed to watch special teams. So I see Pinion every single week. He's a damn athlete. I saw him the other day throw a pass 60, 65 yards in the air, a perfect spiral. And when you watch, when you see stuff like that, you realize just how athletic, how good these guys are in the NFL. All right, let me tell you, let's close this Bucks Kickoff out with a little bit of a story. How about a little story time? Shall we do that now? Let's do that now. This is a rivalry. I have experienced, I've been around the United States. I used to be a national TV reporter before I came to Tampa Bay, and I traveled. And I would, in all baseball, hockey, NBA, and of course football. And I really put the Eagles fans as the hardest to play against in their stadium. I had a neighbor one time, Eagles fan. He's like, oh, you're wrong. You know, you give Eagles fans a bad name. We're not all like that. No, I'm not saying you're all like that. I'm just saying you are brutal. I experienced it. Now, when I worked at Bay News 9, I used to travel with a camera person, and we would go to all these big games and playoff games. Yes, I was in the Vet in Philly when they were going to close down the Vet, and Rondé Barber intercepted that touchdown. I'll get to that in a minute. It brought that to the house. But prior to that, do you remember that playoff where Tony Dungy was the head coach, Rich McKay was the general manager? The word started spreading. I believe it was Rick Stroud that broke it. I believe that Dungy was on the hot seat, and if they didn't win that game in Philly, that he was going to be let go. And this is before the internet. And I remember we were at breakfast with my camera person, Chris Elias, and we got a call from the assignment desk. Hey, the Tampa Time, I think it was Tampa Bay Times, I believe, I'm not sure, but they're reporting that Dungy has to win this game in order to save his job. And I remember this was a trip where Warrick Dunn, we got some what's called B-roll footage. We're there a day or two before, and we were there to greet the team bus, when they came into Philadelphia, into the hotel, and they park on this on the street right in front of the hotel. And the players are coming off, the Bucks players are coming off the, and I heard a fan yelling out to Warrick Dunn, "Hey, how's your mother? You miss your mother?" His mother was a policeman in Louisiana. And when he was young, his mother was killed. She and Warrick Dunn had to be like the patriarch of the family at a young age and take care of his brothers and sisters. And I heard that and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I heard it. I heard it. I also heard Joe Jerovicius. Remember Joe Jerovicius, the wide receiver, when his little baby passed away? I heard, I'm not making this up, when we were in the stadium pregame, I heard a fan yelling out, "Hey, you miss your baby boy, you miss your boy," to Joe Jerovicius. I was like, it was just, I turned my stomach, okay? When we had approval to shoot, I used to do, we did a live show every night when I was on Bay News 9, and we did, it was 11 to 11:30, and then it was live every night. So we go to Philadelphia, we get it written approval to be able to do our show on the field at the Vet. And I remember it clear as a bell. I had the letter. So we showed this to security, we got there early, blah, blah, blah. We set up our lines to make sure we were able to go live. We had it in writing, everything was fine. We get on the field and it was cold. And I remembered, I said, you know what I'm gonna do during this live show? I'm gonna go down and show the turf and show you the ice on the field and go down low with my winter coat and pat it down and show you the conditions. It's going to be cold here tomorrow and the turf is icy. And this was in the old Vet. They had a crappy AstroTurf and da da da. So we're going along doing the show. We go into a break. It's about, I don't know, 11:15 or so, like that, 11:16. We take a break. And a guy comes over and he goes, "Hey, who the hell are you? Where are you from?" "We're from Tampa, Bay News 9. "You're from Tampa? Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. I'm in a live show. I'm in a commercial. No, no. We've got approval." "I don't give a crap who you are. Get the hell out of here. You're not broadcasting here in the Vet." I'm like, "We got approval. Look, I can show you." "I don't care." He took that thing. He threw it down. He unplugged. He goes, "Get the hell out of here." We didn't even finish the live show, probably 11:20. They kicked us out. They don't care. When that game, when Rondé Barber ran that touchdown, that interception, boo, to the house, that interception of Donovan McNabb, prior to that game, we were there during that week. We were able to get another camera guy and a news reporter. We had like four of us that traveled that week to do in-depth coverage of the Bucks and the Eagles NFC Championship game. Winner goes to the Super Bowl. We were able to get one of our guys inside when the Buccaneers were practicing. All right. It wasn't media availability because we were doing a live show. Now this is next year, year after, whatever. And we had approval. And we're seeing how this is going to go. But one of our guys, our camera guys, was able to go in because he was setting up for a live show later that night. So he was in. Then they kicked out everybody that was shooting practice. And we were all waiting outside, all the other Tampa Bay media. Well, our guy was inside and they closed the doors. Well, he was already in there. Warren Sapp came out. I remember how cold it was. And Warren Sapp's an Apopka, Florida guy. He took off his shirt, bare-chested, and he started running around the field to prove that these Florida boys aren't going to be cold. This cold weather ain't going to affect us. So we got that footage. It was great. And then one of the guys in the media was like, "Hey, where's so-and-so? Where's what's his name?" "Well, I don't know. I don't know. Well, he was in there getting this exclusive footage of Sapp. Well, a guy comes up to us, a kid, and it may be 20, 22 years old, and he's like, where are you from? This is the day before the game. Where are you from? Tampa? You're from Tampa? You better be careful with your vehicle and your equipment. We're gonna take that stuff. We're going to steal it. You might not even get out alive. We're shutting down this vet. Wait, you're taking your life in your hands. And he's really telling us all this. You better be careful, your safety. I'm telling you what, man. And we see who you are. You're from Tampa. You better be careful. So we had all this stuff. This is what goes on when you go to Philly. All right. Next day, boom, the game, boom. We were allowed down on the field in that fourth quarter. I remember Kenyatta Walker standing on top of the bench. He looked at me, started screaming, I told you. Remember you said the line wasn't doing it good. I told you we were going to do this. I told you. They were going crazy. Well, guess what? You know what the workers at the vet did? They pulled the plug of the heaters on the Buccaneers bench during that game so that they would be cold. Do you know what they also did? They turned off the hot water in the showers for the Buccaneer players in that cold, cold January night when it was time to take their shower. There was only ice cold water. Like, that's the kind of stuff you're going to deal with when you go to Philadelphia. All right, I tell you what, man, I enjoy doing this Buccaneer podcast. It's always 24 hours before every Buccaneer game. Thursday night, it's Fox, it's the big one, and I just cannot wait. My thanks to Bill Curry Ford, Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. Curry family, been in business 61 years. The GOAT of general managers of car dealerships is Sean Sullivan. He is the Tom Brady. He will always answer your questions if you show up in the showroom. You can call him by phone. You can email him. It's BillCurryFord.com. There is a Joe Bucks fan discount. Make sure you mention that you're a Joe Bucks fan. And at Bill Curry Ford, they have a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It is BillCurryFord.com. My thanks to Canadian Bacon, the former guard, NFL, Bucks, Eagles, the one, the only Ian Beckles. And remember what he said about Lavonte David. Lavonte David is a Hall of Famer, and it's time that you can start mentioning him in the same circle as Derek Brooks. Boy, that's high praise by Ian. How about that? All right, enjoy the game. I will talk to you, we got about 10 days or so, for the next one. All right? Thank you for listening to Bucks Kickoff on JoeBucksFan.com. I'm Rock Riley, and I sure as hell am going to enjoy this game.